This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
If we take a look at history, we will come to realize that Islam has been under attack for a very long time. In fact, from the time that Iblis, may Allah's curse be upon him, declared his enmity for Adam alayhi salatu wassalam, he made a promise to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَلَأُضِلَّنَّهُمْ وَلَأُمَنِّيَنَّهُمْ وَلَآمُرَنَّهُمْ فَلَيُبَتِّكُنَّ آذَانَ الْأَنْعَامِ وَلَآمُرَنَّهُمْ فَلَيُغَيِّرُنَّ خَلْقَ اللَّهِ. And most definitely I will misguide them, and I will give them false hopes and ambitions. وَلَآمُرَنَّهُمْ فَلَيُبَتِّكُنَّ آذَانَ الْأَنْعَامِ. And I will command them so they will slit the ears of cattle. And وَلَآمُرَنَّهُمْ فَلَيُغَيِّرُنَّ خَلْقَ اللَّهِ. And I will most definitely command them so they will change the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The primary reason is وَلَأُضِلَّنَّهُمْ. I will misguide them. So today you have the forces of Satan that have gathered against the believers. And this is not something that is very strange. In fact, what is strange and becoming even more strange and rare is for people to follow guidance, for people to follow the truth, for people to accept that which is common sense. So Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal has made Islam something special. And from the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we hear from the blessed lips of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Bada al-Islamu ghariba. Islam began as something strange. When he stood up on the Mount of Safa and he told Quraysh that if I were to warn you of an army that was coming behind, then would you believe me? They all knew and they said, we did not know of any lies that you have told before. We know you as As-Sadiqul Amin, as the most truthful and the trustworthy. So he tells them that, so then I am warning you of a severe punishment that is about to come. So first and foremost, he established his credentials. Who do you know me as? Have I ever lied to you? No, I haven't. So now I'm warning you of a painful punishment that is coming to you if you don't follow the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And immediately a man stands up and he says, Tabban laka alihada jama'tana. He says, perish, may you perish, may you be destroyed. Is this why you gathered us? And this was none other than the uncle of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Abu Lahab. What does this tell us? This tells us that when you stand for what is right, when you stand for what is truth, when you stand for Islam and defend it, then you will have people point not only their fists and their fingers, but they will point their guns at you as well. Allahu Akbar. Hence we see that they then later fought Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in battle after battle. Why? Simply because he was calling them to tawheed. La ilaha illallah. There is no God worthy of worship besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this was not something strange to them. They already believed in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but they worshipped idols with that belief in Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. And when asked, why is it that you worship these idols? They would say, مَا نَعْبُدُهُمْ إِلَّا لِيُقَرِّبُونَا إِلَى اللَّهِ زُلْفَى. We only worship them so that they may draw us close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Today, many of us don't have idols in the manner that they did. Many of us don't worship an idol. We don't prostrate to an idol made of sticks and stones. But we worship our desire. We worship our desire. If our desire tells us to do something, we go ahead and do it, and then we think about the consequences later. And that also is only if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with that iman, so that we know that what we have done is wrong. So these idols are there today, but in different forms amongst the believers. But the point that I'd like to make today is that your Islam and your iman and your faith is under attack from the forces of the devils, because what you have means ultimate salvation. What you have means the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What you have is most valuable. If you lose your wealth and you lose your health and you lose your children and you lose your empire, it is okay. But if you lose your iman, then you have lost a very, very great thing. And that is literally your savior in the akhirah. So this is why Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would say, لَا تَجْعَلْ مُصِيبَتَنَا فِي دِينِنَا. Our Lord, don't place our test in our deen. Why? Because he knew that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promised to test.
وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ بِشَيْءٍ مِّنَ الْخَوْفِ وَالْجُوعِ وَنَقْصٍ مِّنَ الْأَمْوَالِ وَالْأَنفُسِ وَالثَّمَرَاتِ.
And we will most definitely test you with decrease in lives and a bit of fear and hunger, and the decrease in your fruits that you harvest. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam knew that he would be tested in terms of this world. In fact, Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, or it was Umar radiallahu anhu, who walks in upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he sees that the palm mat that he was lying down upon, the mat made of palm, the leaves of the date tree, that is what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was lying on. When he sat up, then the imprint of the palm would be left on his back. So he says, Kisra and Qaisar are sitting on cushions, ya Rasulullah. They have thrones, O Messenger of Allah. And here you are in this manner. You are lying down and on that which causes an imprint on your back. So His eyes teared. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells him, he says that is for them. This dunya is for them, and the akhirah is for us. Why are you worried, O Umar? Allahu Akbar. This is the level to which Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was tested in this dunya. Yet he was the most beloved of creation to Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. And that is why he would make that dua. La taj'al musibatana fi deenina. Our Lord, don't place our test in our deen. Why? Because that is the most valuable thing. Doesn't matter if we are tested in the dunya. That is most definitely going to come. He loses all of his children except for one. He sees his wife die. Allahu Akbar. These are tests after tests. Yet he is the most beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So if a person's faith is intact, then not only does he have the salvation of the akhirah, but he has the salvation in this dunya as well. Why? Because he knows how to navigate his life. He knows how to go about his life. It is easy for him to bear the test, the trial, the tribulation when his business burns down, or he loses it overnight, or he has money invested in something and it crashes and he's lost everything. All he says, Inna lillah wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Indeed, we belong to Allah and to him we shall return. But what we cannot bear is the loss of our iman. When a person loses his iman, he can have everything, but he's a poor person. He can have everything, the entire dunya, but he is a poor person. Why? Because he doesn't have the salvation of the akhirah. He will be punished with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in this world, there is a torment as well. Because when you believe in this dunya and only in this dunya, then that is all you believe in. So when you lose it and you are bound to lose some of it, then you lay your head in your hands and you think that I have lost everything. And at times people take their own lives because they have lost something of the dunya. When a person has the light of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with him, then it doesn't matter. The one who gave me took it away, and he will give me once again. And if he doesn't give me in this world, he will give me in the akhirah. And he can give me in this world and give me in the akhirah as well. You see what difference that iman makes. You see the son of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam dying in his own hands, and his eyes tear. So the Sahabi, the companion, says that, didn't you stop us from crying? Didn't you stop us from grieving? So he says, مَا نَهَيْتُ عَنْهُ. I did not stop you from doing that. What I did stop you from doing is slapping your faces and tearing your clothes and wailing out in rejection of the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But this is a rahmah. So it is okay, it is human, for you to feel sad momentarily, for you to grieve. He would grieve the loss of his wife years later. But this did not stop Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from living his life. It did not mean the end of his life. So our iman, our belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is our GPS system in life. And when we don't have that, then we don't have anything. We've lost everything. And this is why the dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would be, make our last words la ilaha illallah. Make our last words this utterance of tawheed, of belief in you, O Allah. La ilaha illallah. There is no God worthy of worship except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And verily, man qala la ilaha illallah, dakhal al-jannah. The one who says la ilaha illallah, he will enter into Jannah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has written it for those who utter this banner of faith, la ilaha illallah. You see, Abu Lahab, he harmed Islam in a great way. He would follow Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, pelting him and saying, sabi'un kathab. He is a person who has rejected the teachings of the forefathers and he is a liar. So he would pelt him, and Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal, he revealed, Tabbat yada Abi Lahabin wa tab. May the hands of Abu Lahab be perished. May they be destroyed. The very hands that pelted Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, may they perish. Wa tabba, and he has perished. You see, Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal used the word the hands because that is what a person works with. That is what a person harms with. That is what a person does things with. So he used that. But he says, wa tabba, and he is destroyed. Meaning he in his entirety is destroyed. Yet he was the one who uttered, tabban laka ya Rasulullah, perish, may you perish. O Messenger, in fact he says, tabban laka, because he didn't even believe that this was the Messenger of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So he says that, may you perish. Ali hadha jama'tana, is this why you gathered us? And if a person simply looked at what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went through in order to get the message to us today, for us to be here today, then we will come to realize that he had no ulterior motive. When they offered him wealth, and when they offered him women, and when they offered him everything of the dunya, he said that, as for this, if you were to place the sun in my right hand and the moon in my left hand, meaning you gave me everything, then I would not leave this message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I would continue to propagate it. So Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal continues, تبت يدا أبي لهب وتب ما أغنى عنه ماله وما كسب. His wealth did not benefit him, nor did his children. So his wealth did not benefit him in any way. And what does this tell us? This tells us that a person who does not work for himself for the Akhirah, his belief in the Akhirah, then his wealth and his children are of no benefit to him. It doesn't matter how many children you have or how much wealth you have amassed. If you do not work for the Akhirah and do not believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there is no benefit to that. That benefit comes to an end the day you breathe your last. So he had all of this, and he would say to the people that even if Muhammad, what he is saying is true, if it comes to pass, then I will ransom myself with my wealth and my children. So Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal says, مَا أَغْنَى عَنْهُ مَالُهُ وَمَا كَسَبْ سَيَصْلَى نَارًا ذَاتَ لَهَبْ. He will reach the hellfire that has flames. He will reach there, he will get there. And no matter what he has, it will not benefit him. So that is his ultimate abode. سيصلى نارا ذات لهب وامرأته حمالة الحطب. And his woman, his wife, the one who carries the firewood. What she would do, she was known to carry firewood, and she was also known to carry the thorns that come on the date palm and place them outside the door of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. She would go at night, place them outside the door of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and when he walked out, he would be harmed by this. So, حَمَّالَةَ الْحَطَبْ فِي جِيدِهَا حَبْلٌ مِّن مَسَدْ. In her neck, there is a taut line of a fiber from the date palm. And that ultimately is a line that will lead to her destruction. You see, it is said, the scholars and the mufassirin say, that in Jahannam, when she realizes the reality of what she has done in this world, and the harm that she gave Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then she will actually carry firewood, not to benefit her and her husband anymore, like she did in the dunya, but she will carry that firewood to create a greater fire for her husband. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. And this teaches us something, dear brothers and sisters in Islam. Our connections, our relationships, our families should be built upon the bond of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You and your spouse should be praying together for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You should be drawing closer to Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal, and He will draw you closer together. You see, the bonds that have no relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ultimately there is no benefit of them in the akhirah. A person will actually be against his own kith and kin. And this is why Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal says, يَوْمَ يَفِرُّ الْمَرْءُ مِنْ أَخِيهِ وَأُمِّهِ وَأَبِيهِ. And a man will run away from his own brother, his own mother and father. Allahu Akbar. Your own child comes to you saying, I need your help today. You say, not today. Today it is myself. I'm only bothered about myself. Why? Because their connection was not Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Their connection was simply blood. So your blood connections should be connections with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as well. Families that pray together, stay together. Take that as a lesson. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the ability to protect our iman. And may He grant us the ability to utter the shahada as we are passing. And may Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal gather us all together in Jannatul Firdaus. Ameen. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen.